brought to you by the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Today I'm talking with Rudy Engholm. He's the executive director of Lighthawk, a nonprofit flying group based in Maine that works to help protect the environment. Rudy, thanks for joining us today. Can you start by telling us about Lighthawk, how it works, and what kind of missions you fly?
We are a network of volunteer pilots. We have about 200 highly qualified pilots throughout the U.S. that volunteer their time, their airplanes, and their fuel to donate flights on behalf of several hundred conservation organizations, ranging from the Nature Conservancy and the Trust for Public Land to a number of land trusts and wildlife groups. The types of missions that we fly are really, you can easily divide them into two categories, both science and technical flights, and these might include flying some highly endangered wildlife species, or doing bobcat tracking, or lynx tracking, or photographing manatees, or mapping, to what I call hearts and minds flights, or educational flights. You know, we're the ones that might fly your congressman over the clear cuts, or the some of the oil and gas areas in the West, or over the Gulf. And we believe very, very strongly that view from the air helps people get on with problem solving instead of problem making.
Clear cutting seems like a really good example of what an airplane can do, because a lot of times these are operations that you really won't see from the road, and when you get up in the air you get a completely different view of what's going on. Or mining, I guess, would be a similar thing.
We have an interesting pilot who lives out in Colorado. He's a retired Delta pilot. He had a great quote. He said, "Have you ever been flying along and looked down and just said, that isn't right. I wish more people could see this. Well, there's an organized way to do that. It's called Lighthawk." Okay. And I always love that phrase of his.
Yeah, definitely. So what kind of people, who does these flights, and how do you organize all of that?
Well, first of all, we have a staff of 12 people that are just distributed around the United States, each in their own regions, and we operate flights all the way from Alaska to Panama, throughout much of Canada, much of the United States, and all of Mexico and Latin America. The program managers in Lighthawk actually help recruit the pilots, organize the flights, and unlike many of the humanitarian and medical groups where they're transportation flights from point A to point B, our flights are almost always from point A to point A. In other words, the whole idea is to get the right people up in the air to see something. And I sometimes say that we manufacture epiphanies from the air. Mm-hmm. You know, there are a lot of things that people will see for the first time that the reaction is either total silence or, oh my God, I had no idea they could do that, kinds of reactions.
Wow.
The range of flights, though, range from some of the endangered wildlife flights. We've been working with the Mexican Gray Wolf Species Survival Program and doing what we jokingly call our wolf dating service, which is some of the transport of gray wolves between the 49 institutions in the United States that are part of the whole species survival program. We've flown falcons, we've flown wild river otters. I think next week we're scheduled to fly a grizzly bear cub. And these are actually some of the most endearing flights because it's very, very close and personal when you've got a cage right behind your seat there with a very wild animal in it.
Yeah, definitely. Now, recently, I know you had a special request where you needed someone to fly some rare birds down to Belize. And I know we posted a story about that on AvWeb. How did that all turn out?
Well, like Paul Harvey used to say in his radio program, here's the rest of the story. We were indebted to you folks for running the news item on AvWeb. We had requested a jet with somebody willing to donate a flight from Sheridan, Wyoming, to Belize to carry some of the world's rarest falcon chicks. The one person in the world who seems to have figured out how to captive breed this particular type of orange-breasted falcon lives in Sheridan, Wyoming. And these birds needed to get down to the leaves. There's estimated 30 to 40 remaining nesting pairs in the wild in the Western Hemisphere. They live in this very rugged area between the Mayan Mountains of Belize and Guatemala. So these bird chicks have to go from Sheridan exactly a certain number of days after they hatch down to Clear Hub on U.S. Fish and Wildlife in Houston and then on to Belize. We had a wonderful response from a pilot in Austin, Texas with a Pilatus, and he had literally flown Belize to Guatemala U.S. route 3 or 4 times in the last couple of months. He's got exactly the right airplane to haul lots of weight for biologists, the birds, the frozen quail that are the food supply until these birds learn how to hunt on their own. And we expedited his becoming a volunteer pilot, and he's scheduled to do that flight in about another week and a half.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that that worked out and that AFWEB was able to help with that effort. So how do other pilots get involved if they want to volunteer for Lighthawk?
We require 1,000 hours PIC to join Lighthawk. There are some additional requirements for jets or helicopters. The vast majority of our flights are in flights donated by the pilot in their own aircraft. And these range all the way from singles like a Husky or a Mall or a Cessna 172 all the way up to turboprops and jets that we use for some of the wildlife flights. We have a fairly simple application process, an orientation interview, and we do reference checks and so on. But the kinds of people that volunteer for Lighthawk are very interesting. They're people who have the piloting skills, that adventurous sense of wondering what's over the horizon, and at the same time are people who care deeply about something larger than themselves. Frankly, Mary, those are the folks I want to hang around with, people who are adventurous, who care about something outside of themselves. So we tend to attract a very eclectic mix of people. We have a number of very high-time pilots involved. I guess with the aging of the pilot population, a lot of our pilots are retired or semi-retired now. But it's a wonderful and meaningful way to use your flying in support of the planet we all live on.
Okay, and you can accept volunteers from all around the country and Canada also, or is it just the U.S.?
No, we accept volunteers in Canada. In fact, we would love to have some more volunteers in British Columbia in particular, in Alberta, and also up in the Maritimes. If there's anyone in your audience who hears that siren call today, we'd love to talk to them. The website is lighthawk.org. That's just L-I-G-H-T-H-A-W-K, like the bird, lighthawk.org, and that gives a good starting point where somebody can look at that and see if it looks like a good fit for their interests.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Rudy. Is there anything else you'd like to add for our listeners?
Well, all I can say is, Mary, I just turned 60 recently, and of all the things I have done in my life, this is probably the most interesting slice of both flying and vocation that I've ever had. And one thing, a few years ago, I was actually donating some flying time in Belize, and at that time I owned a Cessna 185 and was flying around a mountain in the jungle and came around the corner and saw the Mayan ruins at Caracol rising up out of the jungle right in front of me, totally unexpectedly. And for just a moment, I felt like Indiana Jones. It was wonderful. And great kind of flying to do. So thank you so much for calling.
Okay, sure. And it sounds like a great opportunity for a pilot who might be looking to do some kind of volunteer work and wants to do something interesting and different and has some interest in helping take care of our environment. I guess Lighthawk is the place to go.
Yep, we're kind of like the Environmental Air Force, so if you want to join up, we'd love to talk to you.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Rudy. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mary.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.